Hello, happy Labor Day. I got a day off for Labor Day. That's cool. I hope your day is going well, or evening or night. I figure I'd get on here and just talk. I seen at work the other day, I was at work, and this Muslim girl, right, and guy, they were talking, and I heard say, no, I don't give my heart all now. She had gone through a divorce, right? And so it says, guard your heart, for everything flows from it. So she learned a Christian scripture in real life, and she doesn't even know it, you know. That's how good God is. God is that good. And it was just cool to witness it, to know it, to see it. You know, the light and the darkness has become very visible. And again, I'm trying to figure who I am. I say light and darkness. You say positive, negative. You say God, the devil. You say love, hate. You know, whatever you want to refer to it as. It's to fight against good and evil. If that's how you want to refer to it as. It doesn't bother me, you know. I believe in God. I know God's real. But I don't need anybody else to. It says right there, hey, ask Jesus, how do I get this gift? You and your household will be saved. And he tells you, just believe. Just believe. You and your household. So only one person gotta believe. You just gotta know what I'm saying. Understand what I'm saying. I'm trying to make it plain and simple so that you can live the fantastic life that you deserve. And so when you speak, it's connected to your thoughts. Apple, you think apple. It's connected. So this is control. This is focus. If you're thinking about the drug, start talking about something positive, opposite of that, something positive to get your mind focused on what you're talking about, thus not being able to focus on the drug. Create the belief, I am sober, I am sober, I am, meditate this so much, even before you're sober, who cares? F everybody else and do it. You're worth it. You're worth it. You're going to go through this thing in the brain where the serotonin is not there, and you're going to feel sad and down and cranky, and it's going to seem like there's nothing that is fun. Unless you get high. So you have to get. That's a lie. It's just because you don't have any serotonin. The kicker is the dopamine is in control of your drive. And it's going to put on code red. Get whatever it is to put the serotonin in, right? So that's what we really got. We really got to figure that out. If we can start talking about something else and it overrides the dopamine that's putting this in your mind, you know, or if there's medication, you know, I haven't, you know, God fed me, and so I don't really know that yet, you know, I don't really know if you can override the dopamine by talking about something else. God is good, though, so I wouldn't be surprised, because this does control your pizza, you think of a pizza. You know, and so your thoughts are connected somehow to your heart. This is where it goes from a thought to a feeling, an emotion, and that's where you're going to feel it. So negative thoughts, these negative events, they're going to produce pain in our heart. And so that's going to cause us to make a choice. Do everything in your power to make the right choice when you deal with anger, and frustration. Go dig holes and plant flowers or trees. Go punch a punching bag and exercise. These positive releases for anger, your mind's going to remember it. You've created that chain in your mind. So every time you deal with anger, instead of your mind saying, hey, go do this drug or alcohol, it's going to say, hey, go punch the punching bag. It's remembering. You're creating. You are a co-creator. You are made in God's image. You can do everything God can do. That means you can create. I'm learning. You know, this live is scary. I got to find, I got ideas. I'm just going to keep them quiet until God moves, you know, and says, you're ready. You have to be ready for the hate. You know, these scriptures, they got to get into your mind so that you know when somebody's hating on you, don't react the way you used to. You bless those who curse you. Destroy evil with good. You know, all those. It warns you about your enemies and that you're going to be persecuted. But even so, I just want to give it even to those people. Like, understand what they're doing. They're thinking a negative thought about someone, me or someone else, and creating that negative thought in their mind that's transmitting. These neurotransmitters in your mind are transmitting messages every time you speak. That's how you get it. That's how it tells you when you're ready to get up and walk. Neurotransmission message tells you feet and your butt to get up and walk. And you do. So this is the premises of spirituality, and like what Jesus did for us is the most amazing thing. And all you gotta do is say it. You'll think it. You'll believe it. So whether he did it or not, or whether he was a God or not, or whether God is real or not, it's what it does. It's what it does by saying it and creating the belief in your mind, the perceptions. You're creating them. Why aren't you worth? Your mind has lied to you your whole life. Even if none of that's true about Jesus, even if we're so many thousand, who cares? Saying it, thinking it, and believing it, and what it does for you is worth it. Lie to yourself if that's what you think. If you don't think, who cares? If you don't think God's real, if you don't think Jesus, who cares? Lie to yourself so that you can live a freaking good life. And that's as real and honest as I can be. You know? It's mine. I'm going to take it back. I'm going to get back on there. And it's okay, because whoever I lost, that's cool, because now I'll get the real ones. I'll get the lions and the people who really, like, hey, I love you. You're awesome. You know, those are the ones I want. So this time off, it all works for you good. Weeding out the ones that aren't real, you know. But I hope you guys are having a great day. And there's so much to the Bible. There's so much to learning and creating. And we're doing it every day. So every book you read, everything you watch, it's creating in your mind. And it's your thoughts are creating emotions. And so this is why you have to be careful where you go, who you're around. You know, especially your kids. They're so vulnerable, you know. At 5 years old, I remembered my first lie. Nobody would ever love me if my own parents don't, because they weren't there that much. And that's the thing, that's a lie. They do love me. They were fighting their own demons, and they were going through their own mental anguish that the devil has tore them down. And so they weren't able, because of the serotonin that they were using. They had no serotonin. Their main focus was the drug, because it's what the dopamine does. And so now I understand that. And so I can be compassionate towards my parents and understand that they didn't understand what to do. They didn't know what to do. Not a lot of people do. The Bible, they say, he says, and I'm giving it to you simple. Paul said, even though I can give it to you like the great, preachers of the time, but he chose to give it simple. Why? I think because he loved people. I think he just really wanted people to understand, like, hey, so I'm going to give it to you as simple as possible for the same reason, because I know what it's like to suffer for 38 years, and I don't want you to. And I pray you'll share with people. Even if you don't share, like, my podcast with people, this is just so amateur. I understand that. It's just for me growing and learning how to talk. But to share the stuff I'm telling you with people. And I know you do. I know people, people are great. People are great. And there's a section of people that are under what they don't know, curses. And we do it to ourselves. A lot of times we do it to ourselves, what we speak. But it teaches you everything you read and meditate on, you're inserting into your mind, you're creating. Creator. So you're creating these scriptures, and they fight for you. God fights for you. When you understand this, when you start to speak and think positive, you start to live in joy instead of depression. It's a choice. Joy is a choice. Speak, think positive, feel positive in your heart. Joy unspeakable. It's a choice. You think and speak negative. Intentionality. I can't be any more clear than that. I know everybody wants to blame their sadness and depression on something else, but listen to what I'm saying. It's hard for me to stop smiling sometimes, even if I mess up, because of the thoughts God's helped me create. I love you guys. Have a wonderful Labor Day. Enjoy it. Be prosperous. And God bless. Bye.